In a world replete with resources, hunger and malnutrition are simply unacceptable. This was the main focus of Pope Benedict's message to the UN Summit on Food Security that took place this week in Rome. The papal message was read by Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, the Vatican Secretary of State, at the opening session of the summit, organised by the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, the FAO. Around 50 world leaders attended the summit to discuss strategies for dealing with the global food crisis that has seen the price of many staple foods soar over the last year or so. The UN has warned that these massive increases are threatening to push a further 100 million people around the world into hunger. The Catholic Church is among those responding to the soaring food prices around the globe by boosting relief operations to alleviate the plight of the hungry, especially amongst the poor in developing nations. Ken Hackett is the president of Catholic Relief Services, the official humanitarian agency of a US Catholic community. He recently visited Haiti, the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere, which has seen riots by people protesting against the massive rise in the price of basic food products there. I began by asking him to assess the seriousness of this food crisis.
The global food crisis, as it is unfolding, is very serious. It is not only very serious, but it's very pervasive. It has spread through many countries. And all projections that we have made, that our church partners are talking to us about, and all projections that we've seen from the UN, the World Bank, the IMF, indicate that this crisis is going to be with us for a number of years to come.
Is it going to get worse before it gets better, in your view?
I believe, regrettably, it will become worse before it is addressed adequately. And it will become worse for the poorest people, people who are most vulnerable, who have limited or fixed incomes, they will suffer the most.
I know that you recently returned from a visit to Haiti, where you saw at first hand, I imagine, the impact of these rising food prices. And of course, as you well know, Haiti was one of the nations that has seen riots to protest rising food prices. What kind of stories and feedback did you get concerning poor Haitian families who are having to cope with these price hikes?
Interestingly, recently I was in Haiti and I took the time to go south to the town of Lacaille. And when I arrived there, Catholic Relief Services has an office from which we support our programs in the church there. And I first met with our office staff, or about 100 of them. And I heard very directly from them about price increases in the range of 300% for certain commodities. So that set the pattern for me then to meet with other people throughout the town. And we have programs that we support, antiretrovirals for people who are living with HIV and AIDS. And a couple of people who I met there who were on the antiretroviral therapy talked about how more recently the cost of food was causing them great problems. They talked about the increase in the cost of grains and cooking oil and tin milk, so much so that they had to cut back on the number of meals they were eating each day. This was heart-wrenching for me, because you see these people who have been given almost their life back. They were brought into the hospital ready to die and now are on antiretroviral therapy, and there is a direct link to the efficacy of the therapy to their nutrition, and these people are eating more poorly.
And how would you describe the mood of the poor people, or what you heard via your staff, and you know, about their living conditions? For instance, what would be a typical meal for some of these poorest of the poor now?
Well, they didn't want to lay the burden of their situation on me, but I knew that they were facing, and some of them talked about, the type of decisions that they were going to have to do. If they had three kids going to school, what they feared is they wouldn't have enough money to send them all to school next semester, that they would have to cut back on the amount of rice or beans No more tin evaporated milk. So all of the little special things that you may prepare for your children, they're going to go by the board very quickly because the poor and lower middle class Haitians, I think, are going to be in great distress because of the food crisis. The other element was, I would suggest that what I came away with is people were very upset with their government for not doing more, and I'm not sure that the government could do more, but nonetheless, people were upset.
The UN has warned that this global food crisis could trigger new conflicts or exacerbate existing ones as people are plunged further into poverty and as they compete for scarce food resources. Is that a fear of yours as well?
Oh, we're seeing it already in more than a dozen countries where there have been riots in the capital city, where people have been really upset with their government's response to the food crisis. And I can only see that will continue unless there is a massive increase in the amount of assistance that is made available by governments, particularly in the needs of the poor. And the terrible thing is that politicians and other people will try to manipulate this situation for their own ends.
That was Ken Hackett, president of Catholic Relief Services. During the UN Food Summit in Rome earlier this week, I spoke to one of the participants from the African nation of Cameroon. He's Yankim Rabelais, an agricultural expert and government advisor. He told me that poor people in his country are suffering badly as a result of the soaring price of food.
In my country, this crisis has been very severe, and people protest to show that they don't agree with it because prices was increasing and they didn't have the purchasing power to buy the food.
Can you give us some concrete examples of how much the prices have increased?
Yeah, we have had some 40% to 60% of price increases.
That was Yankim Rabelais, an agricultural expert from Cameroon.